Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Hey, look.
That's not garbage.
Look at all those questions.
We're a victim of our own success. This is a bag of questions that I was on a little mini vacation last week. So I had to get on the computer and download and then print out all the new questions. So we have this one overflowing, but yet these are all the new questions you have sent in. We're not trying to encourage you to not send them in. No. Keep them coming. We'll somehow get them all situated.
We may have to go fast today.
Yeah.
So keep the questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. This is a podcast. It's also a live broadcast, and we're doing both right now. If you want to listen to it, it's available on Monday. But let's get right down to business.
Can we pick from either bag, or do we still just have
do
the bag from
this?
I was going
to
say, what do you want to do?
You want to put that one back
garbage?
Here, and then we can pick from either?
Lightning
we don't want to block this.
Yeah,
there
it is.
There we go.
It's an option. These are newer. These there's nothing wrong with the old ones.
No.
I feel like Nikki should start.
Oh!
Is that okay?
All right.
You don't like that?
No, I'm hyper today. I don't
know. You are hyper. What is going on with you?
Because the weather's getting nice.
I'm going to pick from the old box.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Because they're probably not even that old.
No, they're not.
No, that's
true. A month or two or three.
Yeah, we can't contain Joe today because it might reach 50.
I am. I'm bursting out inside. I really
we had
am.
This one already. It was Saturday morning.
Get rid of it. Don't even say it. Get rid of it, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's see. So,
just do another one.
Sometimes they're repeats. I mean, I don't know. You get the same questions from different people. Or maybe it's the same one. Maybe. Did you guys. I was out last week. Did you mess something up?
We didn't mess anything up.
No, we were perfect.
She looks confused.
No, this is a weather question.
Okay.
That's all right.
I plan to fly transatlantic for my first time this year. My question is, can pilots predict turbulence ahead of time?
What a great question.
It is a good question.
Pre-flight based on weather and jet stream
absolutely.
Patterns.
Oh, my God, yes.
I think so, because when you're flying, they say, buckle up, there might be turbulence. Sometimes they say that.
There's many different sources of turbulence. Sometimes it's just daytime heating from the sun, but a lot of times it's fronts, it's mountains, it's low pressure systems. All of these things are known entities. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we almost always know exactly where the turbulence is going to be because of a stirred up weather pattern. No, there's some random turbulence that occurs for other reasons, but they always know where the turbulence is. It's not this, oh, no, we didn't expect that kind of thing. Never. Hardly ever.
And a lot of times the pilots, like Nikki said, they'll tell you that it could be a bumpy ride at times, or they'll hear from other pilots doing the same routes that certain areas are bumpy.
They'll tell you when you're buckling in, getting ready for the flight. Like, if you're going to Chicago, they'll be like, okay, we have reports of turbulence, and we see the weather pattern in Ohio, and get ready for that, but we should have a safe drive. They keep it positive, but they let you know.
He mentioned mountains. Just a localized story about turbulence. When I first got here, we had Skycam 16, the helicopter, and reporters would go up and report from the helicopter, and there were times if we were flying out of the valley, if you'd be going to clear the mountains – like near Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, Randy, our pilot, would be like, remember, there's going to be some bumps when we get.
Oh, so right there, yeah.
So as soon as you would fly over those ridges, usually there'd be some bumps. And I guess, Joe, that would be because of what, the rising air coming out of the valley?
So rising air is more concentrated over mountains because there's more surface area exposed to the sun. But also, think if your wind. Picture a stream. There's water flowing over the stream. It hits the substrate at the bottom of the stream, the pebbles, the rocks, and where does the water go? Up and over it. Same thing that wind does. It goes up and over mountains. So if you're flying a plane over a mountain and air is going up and over the mountain, you're going to feel the bumpiness. So mountains make a lot of turbulence.
I just want to know where they're going on their transatlantic flight.
I know.
They didn't say.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Township.
All right, I'm picking
out
of the
from the garbage bag.
Wow, bold movement from this guy.
Brand new question, just crumpled minutes ago.
Partially crumpled
right,
even.
This is from Russell.
Now, 2S Russell or 2L Russell?
This one or no? I don't think so.
No, these are new, buddy.
Is there a reason why management keeps Scott Schaefer and Joe Snedeker apart? Are they afraid there won't be any news and it'll just be fun and games? I'd love to see you two work together. Have you worked together?
Boy, in all my years, I worked with Schaefer just a few times. I would fill in on evening shifts, but it was very rare. Yeah, we get along great because he's a fun guy. He likes to, you know, poke and be sarcastic, and I love that too. But
they generally don't have us fill in on the night shift. I mean, I've done it on the weekends before, But yeah, during the week, they generally try not to do that.
As you guys know, in this business, there's a morning crew and there's an evening crew. And if someone is off in the evening crew, they look for an evening person to fill in for them. And that would be maybe Anthony, our new guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be
Jeremy.
Yeah. But the morning people, Allie, me, we stick to the morning. Schaefer's an evening guy. So we're never together by chance.
And the reality is, not only do we not work together on TV, we don't even see Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
We could go months and months and months without even seeing him in person because he comes in the middle of the afternoon. We've been gone for hours.
The only time I see him is at the vape shop.
No, really?
No, I just made that up. I just made that up. I don't vape. He doesn't vape. I just made that up.
The way you start rumors.
I know.
God.
What do you got, Mindy?
Oh, my goodness.
Did
it's
you
a
go
long
old or
one.
New? I didn't see
I went new.
She's going new.
This is from Karen from Tannersville.
Hi, Karen.
If you're in the passing lane, already going fast enough to be passing vehicles, and you see a motorcycle flying up behind you in and out of traffic, do you get over into the slower lane to let him pass, or do you stay in the passing lane thinking he already has his driving around you planned?
Wait.
I personally do not get over because I think he has a plan to pass me on the right, and then you would hit him if you did. So
this could be a whole podcast. The motorcycle nuts, these pocket rockets on the highway. Who are these people?
I don't know. I don't see it very often, really.
Not
sometimes
much.
They are bobbing and weaving through. They scare the heck out of me. I just get out of their way.
She brings up a great point because you don't know because they're not following the rules. They're just weaving in and out of cars.
Right.
So fast. So if she all of a sudden moves over to let them pass,
you might hit them.
It's like a hockey game. A good hockey player doesn't watch the puck. They anticipate where it's going to go, and then they get there. So this is what these guys do. They already have it all planned out. You're right. So if you move, you may interrupt what they already think is you're not moving.
They already see their path.
They already
the
see their path.
Traffic.
I don't know. You just hunker down and you just go like this.
And just wait for them to pass and be glad that they passed.
Yeah.
I use that as a metaphor in one of my classes at Marywood. I think it was 2 semesters ago. So I said, I said something about the jet stream. It's like those guys on the road with their motorcycles and they're moving and they're bobbing and weaving inside the drive. Those guys are not. Who are those guys? And one of the kids, I'm one of those guys. He said, I'm one. I said, what? He said he has a pocket rocket and he's one of those guys.
Did he say he's ever concerned that he might, you know, have an accident or something?
I think when you're 19, 20 years
old. Different, yeah.
You but then don't. Now I'm at the point where they pass and they're doing that weaving, and I just don't want to see that guy crashed.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I know that he's up ahead and we're going to pass the crash.
Yeah.
I'm so
scary.
Nervous.
So, Joe, are you going old school or new school? Which one are you
going
to do?
He's going old school.
Is he? I don't know. Hard to tell.
I was going old, but I don't know why.
All right.
I was thinking he would go.
I was too.
John's like my spokesperson.
I'll grab that.
He's the Snedeker whisperer. He knows what I'm thinking in all situations.
I think I do.
That's a little scary.
I really think I do.
Yeah, it's really
I know
scary.
Where his brain is going on most topics.
I waited my whole life for this question, although I think we've had it before. How come schools close for an inch or two of snow, but yet regular businesses usually stay open? Chris from 44. Did we have that before?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had it, but it's been a topic of conversation recently.
There's no good answer for that.
There isn't.
No. It's legalities. It's responsibilities. It's annoying parents. It's
with the buses.
Cultural change.
No one wants to do the right thing because they're afraid of some type of legal action or a parent screaming at them.
Well, if somebody gets into an accident, like if a bus gets into an accident when there's an inch or two of snow, then somebody will say, it's the superintendent's fault or the school district's fault.
That's what I mean. No one wants to take the blame. So everyone kicks the can down the road.
There's like the peer pressure almost because all the other school districts are doing
so
it.
That's
we've
true.
We've got to do it too.
It's really an amazing dynamic.
It
you
is.
Think of all the different levels. I think I have the solution. It's simply this. Get to school if you can. Why don't we do that?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you can't, that's your excuse.
Because that's kind of what the workplaces are.
Yeah.
That's true.
Get to work if you can.
Yeah. If
and then they deal with it if you can.
And if you can't, you're going to have to work a little extra harder to make up what you missed. But we'll accommodate you somehow. Get to school if you can. That's
because it really has become so disruptive. And yeah. if you talk to some teachers, they'll say how, like, a winter like this, it's hard to get the kids in gear and learning when every other day is a two-hour delay or
there's no routine.
Instruction day or all that. Yeah.
Big snowstorms I can see. But the cold mornings have to stop.
Yeah. I was talking to a bus driver this morning, and he was saying that they're already going well into June.
Just because of the...
Well, not well into June, but a couple days into
extra June. Yeah.
Right.
We only really had one, maybe two major snow events this entire winter. It's no
There was a lot of cold, though.
But get to school in the cold. Who cares?
Yeah.
This is why we have heating systems.
Who's up, Nikki?
Yeah.
Then again, I'm a cranky 60-year-old man.
Yeah,
what do I know?
You're a crazy old man.
Nikki,
so.
I said this week I'm a little concerned now that Joe's turned 60. That because he said a couple times, who do I care? I'm just a cranky old man over 60.
No.
Well, when you get older, you don't have to care as much. You really
That he's over 60, he has no filter left.
There was a small filter before, but now there's nothing.
What are they going to do, fire me? I'm ready for retirement. Who cares? Yeah.
So here's a question. It's perfect for all of us. Did you ever oversleep for work or something else and thought you were going to be late but made it on time?
John, tell us.
Oh, but made it on time.
There's a couple. Did you ever oversleep for work or something else and thought you were going to be late but made it on time? Huh. I mean, I think... We all know you overslept that one time. I overslept that one time.
It's a legendary story, right? Yeah. John Meyer sleeping in.
To start, the question is saying, have you ever done it and still made it on time? Yes.
Yeah.
I've overslept, not just for this shift, but for others that I've been able to rush and make it. The legendary one for me is the second week that I was on
the
shift.
That's the part that was the second week.
So it was the Monday of the second week, and I just had the alarms on my cell phone. My cell phone, I didn't plug it in right overnight. The battery died, and I didn't get up. And I woke up, and I looked at the clock, and it was already after 4.
It's my favorite
man.
Story.
And I'm 20 minutes away.
Yep, so you're never going to make it.
And I walked in the door freaking out. And I walked in the door, and Joe was so excited and so giddy about me sleeping in.
It was material.
It was material. I have been on this shift. It'll be 4 years in April, and I still hear about it all the time. Remember that time you overslept on your shift?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I did it that
He had
one
that
time.
Father Time outfit.
Yes. Oh, I already did
yes. Yeah, when I did it, you were so excited when I walked in.
I just
you
like
were just smiling.
I just like disruptions. I just like the... Because there's comedic potential.
Definitely.
And we actually have the clock of shame
now.
Yes.
That is given to whoever oversleeps on this shift because it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Now, have you done it?
I've never.
Never.
You know, you guys might think I'm a little off the wall, but even in high school, college, I've never skipped a class. I never miss anything. I'm never late for anything. I'm very anal with this kind of stuff. So,
You skipped your graduation.
I didn't skip. I didn't want to go.
Oh, okay.
But no oversleeping or anything.
Never. No.
I've
no.
wondered
I worry
what
about everything.
Would happen if the meteorologist didn't come in at 4:30.
It's tough.
We wouldn't have weather.
Would I? If I was in, would I have to step in? I don't know the weather.
Right. Because
I thought of that before.
So if Nikki, if you sleep in,
yes, you could.
We can get by without your segments. No offense.
Right. No, I know.
But if one of these two sleep in, they can get by with just the other.
Yeah.
Right. But if the meteorologist misses, there's that gap. There's
what do
no
you
one.
Do?
There. What do you do? You call someone else, but.
There's my chance.
The wannabe meteorologist.
Oh, John's going to take over.
Yeah, but at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's
so tough. I have 3 clocks. I have my sunrise clock, I have my iPhone, and I have a backup alarm clock. So it'll never happen.
And ever since that happened, I
dead.
Now have 4. 4 alarm clocks, including the backup to the backup to the backup that is across the room and goes off with the worst sound you could ever imagine. But someone has to get out of bed to turn it off so that I'm sure I get up.
Right.
Just so you guys know, if I ever don't show up, I want you to just, the first thought I want you to think is, oh, my God, he's dead.
In a fiery crash?
Or anything.
Just think he's just dead.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just think he's dead.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that.
That'd be tough to accommodate.
Next question. Whose turn is it?
Oh, I think it's me. I'm going
you?
Back.
Why he's going all the way? I knew again. I'm this guy.
Wow.
Living large.
Living large. That's
all
right.
This is from, I don't know if it's Russell or Russell.
Would you practice just please before you do that? Oh my God, he's dead. Does that want to hear you say it, John? John, oh my God.
All right.
He's not even listening to me. Oh my God, he's dead.
Remember when we were kids and the word research was reserved for those in scientific fields or people performing the scientific method? Now it's used in reference to looking up things that fit your personal agenda on social media. Doesn't that bother any of you as much as it does me?
Interesting.
Oh, we can get serious here.
Huh.
Research. This guy nailed it on the head. This applies to science, my field, and journalism.
I think it applies to lots of things.
Yeah.
Everything used to be only report what is backed up by facts. Now people have what we call motivated reasoning. They have an agenda, and then they search for things online to match their agenda. And they think that's factual, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And this is because of social media, because of many factors. And the scientific method and that man's approach is right. You need to have neutral facts and then make an opinion based on those. You can't have an agenda for anything you, whether it's climate change, vaccines, where you get your news. You have to just go by facts. You can't say vaccines are bad and I can prove it. And then you type in as a search, vaccines are bad. And you're going to find sources of that.
Right. That's true.
So objective truth.
I do remember in college, they would, if we were doing some sort of research, they would say you have to, you know, quote your scholarly journals. Mm. Like you had to make sure you were quoting things that were reputable and well respected.
That's how news used to work and science. And people now, they doubt meteorologists. They doubt doctors. They doubt physicians. They doubt journalists. I don't know how we got to this point, but it's probably social media.
Social media is a big part of it, and I think there's been those within those groups, those within journalism, those within science and things like that, that have strayed from following the method, that have had their own agendas, and when that has led to a mistrust.
Yes. And now, people mistrust doctors and scientists and now. It's sad.
And journalism. There was a poll that came out a week or two ago from Pew Research that said, I think it was only 6% of Americans strongly trust that journalists are looking out for them.
Please don't
6%. Journalism is that when we were in college, we were told the only thing you have as a journalist is
trust. Yeah.
And we're at a point where it's very low.
We're untrustable, apparently.
I have three physician friends, and they tell me that their patients come in and they have all the answers because they looked it up on the internet.
Yeah. Dr. Google.
Dr. Google.
They don't
but
even
that
trust
is
their
not
doctors.
Objective truth. That is finding what you want. If you type in right now on the internet, we did not land on the moon. You will find all of these sources to back up your belief. We landed on the moon 6 times. I promise you that. Flat earthers. There are all these nonsense theories out there, but they're not based on facts. Sad. Stick to the facts, people. Science is the answer.
Well, and the other problem, we don't even want to get into this, but the other problem with that is, how are we going to know what the facts are with AI?
Well, that's a big challenge now, too.
Yeah.
You got to trust the source.
But what if the source is AI of some kind?
AI isn't a reputable source.
I know, but what if it's acting like, what if it's you? What if we see you talking on video and it's not you, it's AI? Then what do you do?
That's a tough one, Mindy. Let's change.
It's really tough. Yes. Although I did
she ripped
this.
It.
She ripped it.
Boy, your sweater really glistens in this light.
Doesn't
I didn't notice that.
Which I sparkle. I took the new.
She went the new bag.
Hello, morning crew. When you take the escalator, is that what it says? When you take the escalator, use caution. Opening attach. Wait.
Wait, what? No, you have two different things there. You have to line them up better. There you go.
All right.
When you take the escalator.
Okay, should you go ahead and read it for me?
Should you stand still or keep walking like there's steps?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's actually a good question.
That is a good question. Why are you laughing? I forgot my glasses.
Aww. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the question.
Oh, you're laughing at the question. Okay.
I think this is a thing.
John hit it, baby.
If you're somewhere in the escalator. And then there's just a bunch of people crowd. Some people just want to walk up the stairs and go quickly.
Right.
I see it more with those people mover,
escalator
like strips at the airport where they have the signs.
Stand to the right,
walk to the left. And some people just stand in the middle. I want to keep moving.
Yeah, me too.
With an escalator, I want to walk. With those people movers, I want to walk. I see it as a way to get faster to somewhere. Other people see it as a way just to not have to go up steps or.
That's how I see it. I'm very anti-escalator.
Yeah.
I walk everywhere. If I see, if I have tons of baggage and I see an escalator or steps, I'm going up the steps. How dare that escalator even be there to attempt to take away my potential workout?
Well, there's a lot of folks who don't do stairs very well.
But he's asking our opinion. So I would never, and if I am on the escalator, I walk up to make it go quicker.
I usually walk up too.
Yeah, it goes too slow.
I usually walk up too. Unless I'm at the airport or something and I have a heavy bag, I'll stand there with the bag.
Yeah.
And if you're on those people movers and you have to catch a flight, then
you're
running behind, that's your way to get fast.
But when people
and then you
stand
run into
in
that and you're standing there and then you don't want to be the person to be like,
excuse me,
can you get moved to the right?
That doesn't bother me. I'm that person. I'm like, excuse me, pardon me.
Did you guys have this escalator fear as a child? I think everybody has that or no. Like you're going to get somehow caught in the grooves?
No, you didn't? No.
I can't remember.
I remember being a kid thinking my feet are going to get caught in that groove and I'm going to get shoved down under.
And I think that does happen, actually. I think that can happen.
I don't think that. Like your shoelace?
My kids were definitely afraid the first time they were on.
Yeah.
I was worried that maybe my shirt would get caught in the handrail or something and it would pull my shirt in.
Yeah.
Did you ever jump on the handrail and just write it down? No one's around?
No.
Have you done that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
You haven't?
No.
Like, you can lean up and sit on it, and you just go, you lift your feet up and...
No, I've never done that.
You're not immature like me. Whose turn is it, Mike?
It's your turn. Are you going old school again?
I'm going old school.
Old school brown bag.
I want to, but John thinks he knows me more than me, so I'm going to go with that.
Maybe not more than him, but I know him.
Oh, yeah.
John, I want you to practice. Oh, my God, he's dead. You forgot to say that. If I don't come into work someday.
He doesn't want to say it.
I just want to hear
you. I don't want to say it. That'd be so traumatic.
Yeah.
Boy, this is an old one.
And we still have to do the news.
Yes. June. That would be our top story.
June 2025. Here's a question for John.
Oh.
I have continued to use the John Meyer pandemic method to wash my hands.
Oh, we've had this
since
one before, I think.
I think we've had this one before.
Yeah, because you didn't remember what the pandemic method was.
Yeah. What was the pandemic method?
I don't know. Maybe wash my hands?
You must have done some story. Like, for example, one of the stories that we did during that time was, sing happy birthday.
Sing happy
birthday. While you wash your hands. And that's something the experts told us to do.
Yeah.
So do you still use that method now is the question?
No.
No.
I maybe reported it on the news, but...
Yeah.
That's how long it should take to do that. That's the point. You were
supposed to sing happy birthday.
Happy
twice.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the amount of time it takes.
Yeah.
But that's a long song.
And that's a long wash. I'm more like,
yeah.
You don't spend two happy birthdays washing your hands either, do you?
No.
It's your turn, Nikki.
I think that counts. Your turn.
Oh. All right.
I want to hear Nikki's question.
She's going old school again.
I'm going old school again.
Nikki, let me hear you say, oh my God, he's dead.
I don't know. That is bad karma.
Yes, exactly.
There's no such thing as
good
karma. Scientific principles prove that.
When was the last time sports was live during the morning show?
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, I think
a
I
million
have that
years
answer.
Ago.
No, I have that answer.
What is it?
When I was hired full-time here in 1999, Jay Christopher was here with us doing sports.
He was.
Oh.
Yes. Legendary broadcaster Jay Christopher.
Hmm.
Within a year of me being here, so it had to be the year 2000, I remember him being very upset, obviously, and they said we're no longer doing live sports in the morning. And they, I don't know if they moved him to another shift or they let him go. He was older at the time and probably ready for retirement. So that was the last time. That's 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That we used to have live sports in our morning show.
26 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. I knew it was before I got here because there was not live sports when I got here. So.
But that begs the question, why? Why is it needed in the evening, but most people would say, I don't need that in the morning. Why?
What is it about? Because then there was recorded sports in the morning for a long
time. There was recorded sports for a long time.
And then that went away.
Right.
Why do we feel we don't need that? I think an evening newscast without sports would feel awkward. But in the morning?
In the morning, it's just, here's the information
it's
you need
nuts
before you go to work, and that's not necessary. But there's lots of things that we report that maybe some people wouldn't think is necessary.
It's just
that's
funny how there's, or even the kind of lighthearted, silly, at times, news we have in the morning. It's okay in the morning. Look at Good Morning America.
Yeah,
the
Today
Show. But in the evening, it's serious Tom Brokaw. Why is this the way life is?
Right. David Muir, by the way.
I'm just going old school.
You're going old school NBC, but that's okay.
They don't want what?
They don't want the serious stuff in the morning.
Why, though? Because you're just waking up and you're not ready for it?
I don't know.
Is it a human construct? A cultural
Maybe.
Thing? We don't know.
All right. This is for everyone. What's your favorite song to sing at karaoke? Benjamin from Williamsport.
Have you ever done it before, even? I've done it.
I've done it. I don't know if I have a favorite.
Some people do. Some people have that song that they've practiced at home.
The one that I remember doing that I was not good at all at was Living on a Prayer.
Oh, that's great.
I don't see you as a Bon Jovi guy.
Oh, yeah. I like Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. Totally loved Bon Jovi.
Give us some now. Come on.
No.
You can't.
No.
Oh, yeah. Lawyers prohibit that.
I don't know if I would have a go-to. I will say I sing in the shower. I sing along in the car. And all that. But I don't like to sing in front of others.
I sing like heck in the car, but no one could be.
I don't want to do karaoke. I don't want it.
I don't like karaoke.
I did it a couple
either.
Times and I really didn't like it.
Same.
We only have a minute left. I did one when I was partially drunk, and I don't get drunk a lot. Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
I remember
that.
I
was at a party. You were.
I think I was there.
That's my go-to, so that's mine. How about you two? Come on, you have 30
Cheryl
seconds.
Crow and Kid Rock. I put your picture.
That's a great song. I forgot about that song.
I did that one.
My husband and I did a duet, In Spite of Ourselves, by John Prine. It was good. It was good.
What's the song?
In Spite of Ourselves, by John Prine.
I don't even know that one, but I see it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end this with John Meyer saying, pretending right now that I didn't come to work someday in the future, and oh my God, Mindy, he sees her, and he looks her in the eye, and he says,
Mindy, we got to figure out who's going to do weather.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Wrong answer.
I'm not saying it.
He's not dead.
Saying it. I'm not saying
He's
it.
He's not saying it.
I will never be late for work until I die.
See
and we'll be right back.
Have a good
Have
one.
A good one.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.